So the draft is happening, round two, and then tomorrow, the final day. Second and third day draftees don't have the guarantees, the same type of money. A lot of guys wonder if they're going to get drafted. Maybe they'll sign on later this weekend with an NFL team if they're not drafted. David Gregory, who is an NFLPA certified sports agent, he heads up Bull Rush Sports Management. They're based in Grand Rapids. And last year, he began a journey with Jake Witt, who is out of the UP in our great state of Michigan, played at Northern Michigan. He signed on with David Gregory, and together they found their way to draft weekend a year ago and a draft selection by the Indianapolis Colts. And Jake Witt from the UP and now the Indy Colts in the NFL, he is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
All right, so roll it back to a year ago, and you and David Gregory from Bull Rush Sports, your agent, you're going into that second day. What were you guys thinking?
Yeah, you know, day two, we knew was still a stretch for me to get selected, but we knew it wasn't completely out of the picture. So we went into that day, we were looking at the teams we had had the most contact with, seeing which rounds and how many picks they had in those rounds. So we were, you know, evaluating that. We were still talking to teams, too. We were taking a lot of calls. We were, you know, discussing. They were discussing their interests. I was still corresponding, sending workout clips to different teams as they're kind of scrambling through their draft boards as things unfolded. But day two for me, you know, we knew it would be a stretch for me to get selected that day still, but that opportunity still was probably – you know, on the horizon. You never know. Days two and three are, you know, can be wild cards for anybody. You never know what will happen. So we were prepared. You know, we took a lot of calls with teams, and we did a lot of evaluation, you know, observing the rounds. And we were kind of looking at my position, tackle, to see how many of those guys had been taken off the boards. The more tackles that had been taken, you know, that moved me off the board, you know, in the tackle ranking. So that was also nice to see. But day two for us is just a lot of evaluation and observation, really.
And then all of a sudden, day three, when you didn't go in day two a year ago in the NFL draft, and Jake Witt out of the UP, Northern Michigan, first client for David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports. They're based in West Michigan. So day three now, you're hoping, thinking, are you nervous? What was going through your mind on that day three a year ago?
Day three was a lot of nerves, for sure. Like you said, a lot of nerves, adrenaline, and a lot of stress, to be honest. I didn't know. I knew that at the end of the day, I would be on a team, but I didn't know how I would get there. I didn't know if that was going to be through the draft. I didn't know if that would be as a priority free agent signing. You'll see with a lot of day three guys, you know, a lot of those guys are kind of, you know, somebody could be selected in the fifth round or they could be signed as a free agent. That really is just a complete wild card for everybody. I've seen guys who were projected to be fourth round selections that ended up being signed as free agents. So really day three is just, you know, a lot of coaches in the process had told me that day three is just a lot of teams' draft boards get mixed up and they're kind of looking at the best guys available. They're looking to take swings at guys who might turn out to be home runs. That was something that, in my case, was why the Colts drafted me. That, you know, I tested well at my pro day. I hadn't played a lot of football, but they looked at the guys that were remaining there in the seventh round, and they thought, hey, this guy has a lot of upside. You know, he hasn't played a lot of football, but we think we could turn him into something special. So they selected me, and like I said, day three was just a lot of stress, you know, nerves and anxiety, but turned out well, and, you know, yeah, it's an exciting time for these guys.
Yeah, no, so fast forward a year later, Jake, what is life like for you with the Indianapolis Colts in the NFL?
Yeah, life right now, we're just starting our off-season program right now. We're going into that OTA period in about 2 weeks. We're at phase two. We start phase two Monday, this coming Monday of the off-season program. So that's just lifting, conditioning, meeting with the coaches, and we could start to get out on the field without helmets. And then you fast forward 2 weeks from Monday, we're able to get out on the field with helmets. No shoulder pads, though. You know, you can't do any live hitting anything during this entire offseason program. But yeah, I'm just down in Indianapolis right now. You know, the team's all back in the facility, and we're just getting rolling with our offseason program.
Yeah, great story for Jake Witt. Out of the UP, former basketball player, goes to Northern Michigan, switches to football, ends up signing on with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent with Bull Rush Sports. They're based in West Michigan, and together they got drafted, and he got drafted, Jake Witt, and David did his work, and now it's year two for David and the Bull Rush Sports team and his new clients, and you're getting set for OTA, so life is good for everybody. Jake, my best to you and everybody in that graduating class again. Was it you and Trout Creek? Is that it?
It was, yep, correct. You and Trout Creek, yep.
How many people in your graduating class?
We had a whopping total of 16 people.
Sick. Did you do the graduation ceremonies in your backyard?
Well, we could have. We could have fit everybody in one. You throw out 20 chairs, we could have fit everybody right there.
Yeah, we're going down. We're going down to the local diner. We're going to have the graduation. But that small town feel, that appreciation for your hard work from you in Trout Creek and basketball and football to Northern Michigan to now in the NFL, it's what makes sports great, Jake. And my best to you, my man, and I know David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports, you're close to their heart and they're very proud of what you're doing.
Awesome. No, yeah, I appreciate that a lot. And, yeah, it was great. Great to chat with you.
Yeah, back at you. There's Jake Witt of the Indy Colts. It was the first client for David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports, and they got drafted. It's always a great story somewhere when it comes to each and every draft, and we'll see what happens this weekend, probably more on day three with the new clients with David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports. Thank you, David, and your team, including Melosh Marketing, for their help last night in the 313 Bash. It was ultra successful.